Welcome to the night. You think you know Night Demon? Then the Night Demon Heavy Metal Podcast is for you. Step into the darkness as we peel back the curtain to give you an unprecedented, all-access look into the mind and the heart of the demon. We're talking band history, song analysis, studio anecdotes, stories from the road. It's everything a diehard Night Demon fan could want and more. This is the only place to learn the inside scoop, the deep dive trivia, the untold tales from the band members themselves and those closest to the Night Demon story. Need more? The sacred Night Demon crypt will be pried open to reveal demo recordings that have never before seen the light of day, all with in-depth commentary by the band and the people who were there for the writing and recording process. This is a gold mine, a treasure trove of all things Night Demon. Head over to nightdemon.net or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From the band London with Russian Winter, made popular on the movie Decline of the Western Civilization Part 2, The Metal Years. And our good friend Sal, he was kind of binging on that the other day.
On Nader?
No, on the Decline movie.
Oh yeah, it's always fun.
He must have been feeling a little nostalgic, said he was just like hanging out watching some Decline movie.
Sure. I haven't talked to Sal. Is he assimilating to his new job, or is he?
Yeah, he's liking what he's doing. So yeah, he's you know, living the life.
That's good. Yeah.
Although I encourage him to get out of that that hellhole known as Chicago.
Chirac. Yeah, he definitely needs to get out of there, but you know, it's funny because he was so depressed, or seemed so depressed about it, losing.
I mean, after 25 years at a gig, you're just kind of like unsure of yourself. And, right. You know, if that's all you've known for, you know, a half of your life.
Sure. But you then you go somewhere and it's better and it's like, fuck those guys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, Sal's doing good. Like I said, I hooked up with him and his dad for Christmas dinner and we all had a good time and just hung out. And his dad's a trip, man.
Really?
Yeah, he cracks me up.
That's funny.
Yeah. He seems to like me for some reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But this is the third time I've had Christmas night dinner with Sal and his dad, and he's kind enough to invite me along and be a part of his little family.
Well, they would give you a present, but they know it would just end up in the closet. So exactly. It's like, at least if you come out to eat, you got to eat the food.
Yeah, I'll take a filet mignon any day.
Fuck yeah.
Any day.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I've been holding on to this story for the last couple of weeks only because I was intrigued by it. Now, as you're well aware, I'm a fan of the city of Pittsburgh. Sure. And I've not made any secret about that over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I both know that terrestrial radio, that is over the air radio,
mm-hmm.
is so regulated and so on the decline. It's been on the decline for the last 20-25 years.
Sure.
And there's really nothing that redeeming about terrestrial radio, unless of course you're on most oftentimes on an AM channel, and maybe you're a talk radio show host,
mm-hmm.
but that's very few and far in between, because the big hitters, Rush Limbaugh, who unfortunately passed away last year, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Dennis Prager, you know, those guys are all syndicated on some of the largest radio stations. They dominate most of the markets.
Mm-hmm.
So for being a live talk show or morning show, there really isn't a whole lot you can do that would be edgy.
Yeah, sure.
You and I both, unfortunately, we both had the pleasure of, you know, experiencing the edginess of Howard Stern and, of course, Opie and Anthony, when things were still a little bit, you know, free to do some crazy bullshit on the radio.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And, of course, once Howard Stern moved off of, you know, the terrestrial radio airwaves and Opie and Anthony got suspended for their Sex for Sam, the days of the Wild West of crazy radio was pretty much over.
Yeah, sure. On terrestrial.
Yeah, on terrestrial radio.
Right.
I'm not talking satellite, but terrestrial radio was over.
Sure.
You know, the craziness, the political incorrectness, the controversial shit. Nobody wants that for fear that you're going to, God forbid, offend somebody or possibly get sued. Or somebody makes a is going to protest.
Dude, it has gotten so ridiculous now. And I'll let you get back to this in a second, but this isn't radio, but this is just piggybacking off what you're saying here about how ridiculous it is. Did you hear this story about the Jacksonville Jaguars and their sponsor this week?
Yeah, about the clown, clown show. The guy didn't want his sponsorship being associated with what are they calling it?
A clown show, because the fans are going to show up in clown outfits.
Yeah.
And this sponsor doesn't want his name on the game.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be associated with the clown show.
When did we become this big of a bunch of pussies that we're afraid that our business is going to be hurt by fans acting silly? I mean, come on. Come on. But that's where we're at now. We're at a place where everybody's all afraid of being sued or losing money or for anything.
Yeah. Well, from what I gather, this sponsor, he probably has really stretched to the limit sponsoring the stadium game or whatever it is that he's sponsoring. Mm-hmm. He probably had to take a loan out in order to sponsor the Jaguars. And it's just like, man, I'm going to lose a shit ton of money because they're going to do clown show, blah, blah, blah.
To me, that's just the totally wrong way to think about it. The way to think about it is everybody and their brother's going to cover it. Your sign will be everywhere.
Oh, I know. But the thing is we're going to be considered a joke.
No, you won't.
It's the sensitivity. And everybody's just afraid all the time. And of course, within the last 20 years, at least the last 20 years, everything is about the brand. You're going to hurt the brand. You're going to hurt the brand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yes, I'm aware of that. He wants to pull out. He doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't think he should have to sponsor, you know, put up his money for that game because he's afraid to be associated with that.
Mm-hmm. It's just silly. And it goes to your point that you were with the story you're leading into as far as people being afraid of everything.
Right.
It's like, at what point in the history of like football, we've had teams leave. Announced the Browns left. They announced ahead of time that they were leaving. You didn't have sponsors pulling out.
No. Well, and you had the Baltimore Colts who left in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Sponsors didn't pull. But do you remember were you here the last week that the Browns were here?
Yes.
Before they went to Baltimore?
Yes.
You remember the fans were tearing the seats out of the fucking.
They were.
They were tearing the seats and throwing them. And nobody worried about getting their sponsorship money
back. Well, but the thing is, you know, it was announced that Art Modell was pulling out of Cleveland. And it was just like, oh, fuck that, man. You know, and the whole thing. Yeah. And then Cleveland went without a professional football team for what, 2 years?
Three years, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, of course. But it was like Art Modell, greedy fucking bitch, man, fuck that guy.
Yeah, but how many fucking Defer tires did you not buy because you saw their ad or whatever? No,
nobody thought. No,
nobody gave a shit. Just stop it. Nobody's gonna be worried about ABC Roofing or whatever this roofing company is because they see a bunch of people dressed in clown makeup at the fucking Jags game.
Yeah.
Stop being an idiot.
I agree.
Anyway,
well, anyway, since I'm a fan of the city of Pittsburgh, yeah. I kind of keep an eye on some of the news that goes on over there a little bit.
Sure.
That's why I know when crazy shit happens around Pinball PA, mm-hmm. like killing a teacher and shit in her driveway and
right.
that kind of stuff. Right. But anyway, because radio is so edgy these days and corporate media is so willing to be open and ready to allow some wild and crazy guy to take over morning drive radio in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's iHeartMedia radio cluster announced Wednesday that the drumroll, please. That the Woody Show.
Oh no, the Woody Show?
The Woody Show will join 105.9 DX, that is WXDX FM, for morning drive effective January 4th.
Oh, good.
The Woody Show.
The Woody Show. Fantastic.
The Woody Show.
It's kind of like the opposite show of the Caitlin Bennett show that we just played before.
Right.
Because that was the Woody Deflator show.
Yeah. The top rated morning show will broadcast from 6 to 10 a.m. on Pittsburgh's alternative and rock station.
Great.
It says from Pittsburgh's alternative and rock station.
Oh, good.
And rock.
The and rock station, yeah.
Why isn't it alternative rock? Why is it alternative and rock?
Who knows? They probably have some stupid playlist. Like during the day, it's alt rock. And then at night, it's all your favorite classic hits, man.
All right.
That's a guess. I don't know.
All right. The Woody Show is highly interactive, socially engagement, appointment radio.
The fuck does that mean?
The Woody Show is a highly interactive, socially engagement appointment radio. What I think this means, and this goes way back to Opie and Anthony, once again,
yeah.
Instant feedback,
yeah, all right.
Socially engaging. Their staff is constantly updating the Twitter, mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of what I read into that is that, hey, if you tune in and you're on the Twitter or Facebook or whatever the fuck people are into these days, the Instagram or the, what is the big one now?
Instagram is a big one or.
No, the what is Snapchat? The other? No, what's the other one? Everybody's on it these days. The videos.
Oh, TikTok.
TikTok. That's the one. Yeah. That's all I see now is Facebook is like yesterday's news now. Oh, yeah. TikTok is everything now.
TikTok's where it's at now.
A TikTok video showed blah, blah, blah. Who gives mm-hmm. a fuck?
Well, now YouTube is trying to steal TikTok by doing YouTube shorts.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Now you can put up a 15-second video on YouTube called YouTube Shorts.
Okay.
Yuck, all garbage.
So stupid. An iHeartMedia press release said, featuring Woody, along with co-hosts, drumroll please, Ravi, that's R-A-V-E-Y, Greg Gorey, G-O-R-Y, Menace and Seabass.
Oh, good. This sounds like a fantastic show. Gregory and Seabass are both on this. Well, that so, I
listen. Co-hosts are Ravi, Gregory, yeah, Menace, and Seabass.
All the players.
All I can think of is Dumb and Dumber. Kick his ass, Seabass.
Seabass.
Fuck
is that? And Gregory instead of Gregory. Stop. Yes. Stop it, you loser. Oh, I'm Gregory.
Yeah.
Shut up.
The Woody Show is described by listeners as quote unquote authentic, raw, unapologetic, mm-hmm. and the recess happy hour on the radio.
Is it too late for me to pull up that Caitlin Bennett video again and watch the rest of that?
I knew you would love this.
This sounds fucking terrible.
Well, this is unapologetic radio, Chris.
Oh, well, maybe it's just like us.
It's unapologetic.
Well, we're unapologetic. Is it just like us? Did you listen to any of it?
Well, these guys are sponsored.
All right. Well, but it's unapologetic. They wouldn't apologize to their sponsors.
True. In 2016, the program was an NAB Marconi Radio Award finalist for Major Market Personality of the Year.
Ooh.
And
who was up for that? Was Woody up for that, or was it Seabass?
The program.
Ah.
It was a collective.
Okay.
And it launched into national syndication the following year by Premier Networks. Fans can follow the show on Fuckbook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Great.
The entire 105.9 The X family is excited to welcome Woody back to Pittsburgh, said Abby Krinzer, program director for WXDX, who moves to the 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. slot daily.
Let me just tell you, stop you right there. She's not at all happy to see the Woody show bouncing her to fucking to the death slot.
Right.
10 to 1.
10 to 1.
You went from prime time, from the prime time in Pittsburgh. Yeah, the
drive, morning drive.
You went from the only competition you had was DVE.
Right.
And now you're bounced to mid morning.
Yeah. She was up against Jim Krenn.
Oh, Jim Krenn. Wow.
Travis will be the DJ from 1 to 3 p.m. before sports talk host Mark Madden.
Yeah. Now, Madden's edgy. I will give him that. Madden is edgy.
All right. Woody and his crew join a strong lineup along with Mark Madden in the afternoon, the best rock and alternative for Pittsburgh. In our unmatched coverage and broadcast of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Great.
Krinzer said. Woody said, "My Pittsburgh roots run deep. I was conceived, birthed, and like Mark Cuban, graduated high school in Mount Lebanon. I bleed black and gold. My radio career began as an intern at B94. And thanks to Abby Krinzer and the local iHeartMedia Pittsburgh executives, Gene Romano and David Edgar, it continues on 105.9 The X.
The Edge. Oh, no, wrong station.
So my thought here is because this sounds so compelling.
Yeah.
We need to hear some of the Woody.
I need to hear some Woody.
We have the Woody Show.
Okay.
Which I'm really excited to hear.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm going to give you your choice as to what we'll play, or maybe we can play a combination of any of these.
Okay.
So I have the Woody Show. I have the January 3rd, which was just a few days ago.
Okay.
The 4th, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. So I'm going to read you the titles of the Woody Show subject material.
All right.
And I'm going to let you just randomly pick what you think we should play.
Okay, good.
All right. The January 7th show, which was yesterday. On today's podcast, this features the DUIQ, Redneck News Story of the Week, Friday Fails, and more. On Thursday,
we're gonna end the show early, everybody. We're gonna do y'all a favor. We're gonna end the show now.
This is unapologetic radio.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have a great night. All right, go ahead. What's the day before?
Thursday's show featured the first Carl Narks of 2022.
Oh, Karl Marks.
Karl Marks.
Thank God.
Guess Who's Gas? A New Redneck News and More.
Oh, all right.
On Wednesday's podcast, we have The Weakest Link, Nerdin' Out. A New Redneck News and More on Tuesdays.
Hold on. So basically they have one guy that does the hillbilly accent. So they do.
I have not listened to one of these things. This is just going to be a random choice.
I definitely know without ever hearing this, they got a guy that's like, you know, there we got to put Joe Biden down here. And Joe's going to pass the legislation.
I want to go to Joe Biden down to do some catfish fishing.
That's right, Joe Biden. Kamala Harris going to be up in the mountains there.
Yep.
She'll be doing some fishing.
So how convinced are you that some of this material is something that you would have heard on, what's those guys out of Indianapolis?
Bob and Tom. Bob and Tom.
That's what I'm thinking exactly.
This sounds terrible.
Tuesday's show, we had the fantasy update final results, drunk dial voicemails, a new redneck news, and more.
Okay.
And then on Monday's show, we had, there's no description there.
Yeah. I want to go with the one about Guess Your Gas.
Okay. Guess Who's Gas?
Guess Who's Gas. That sounds like a good one.
All right. Let's get into some of the Woody Show, the most edgiest radio.
All right. Let's hear it.
On terrestrial radio.
Can't wait.
We're a farm store, a family store. A Look What I Found store. We're a store made for real people. And some real beasts. We're a hey neighbor kind of store.
Right.
Everyday low price store. We're Rural King, and we're working hard to be your favorite store. Check out the huge selection of men's, women's, and kids' Wrangler clothing at the lowest prices every day. Like these Wrangler retro bootcut jeans for just $49.99. Due to the graphic nature of this program.
Uh-oh. The graphic nature of this program.
Right.
On terrestrial radio?
Can't be.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Listener discretion is advised. The Woody Show.
Operation confirmed.
This is the Woody Show. Insensitivity training
for a politically correct world.
Love the big production.
Is that Hairball John's new job?
The big production.
Yeah, I guess. Lots of fucking bumpers and shit in there.
Exactly. Love it.
That's great.
Truth. It is Thursday morning. It's January the 6th, 2022. Hello. Welcome. We are the Woody Show.
Morning.
My name's Woody. That's Ravy.
Hi.
We got Greg Gorey.
Hey, Wood.
He's very excited about Guess Who's Gas on the show
today.
You
know I am.
Good morning to you, Menace.
Good morning, Woody.
Social media director he is. Find us and follow us on social at The Woody Show on Instagram and Twitter. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/The Woody Show. There's Seabass, also known as Agent Sebastian, who will be delighting us all with an explosive round of Cartnarks today. Cameron is here.
Good morning. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening tonight. You guys have been a really good audience.
I think it's lots of production there. Lots of production.
That is overload there. Jesus Christ. And do we really got to go around the room saying everybody's name?
Yeah, you'd have to. You have to introduce everybody. we're all a very important component of the team.
We don't need to know. The team
that makes up the Woody show.
Guess what? Everybody will figure it out.
Who is listening to terrestrial radio these days?
Dude. Well, you say that like there's not people, but these guys are obviously the cutting edge. They won a macaroni. God damn. They won the macaroni award. Holy shit, dude.
That's a big production there.
Hey, I'm Woody. Hey, I'm so and so else. Hey, I'm this and that. I'm
Seabass. Kick his ass, Seabass.
I'm Seabass.
I'm Greg Gorey.
Follow us on social at The Woody Show on Instagram and Twitter. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/The Woody Show. There's Seabass, also known as Agent Sebastian, who will be delighting us all with an explosive round of Cartnarks today. Cameron is here.
Good morning. We
got Bort and Nick Soundwave. Christina is here and taking your phone calls at 877-44-WOODY. You can hit us up on a text over to 22987. Do that.
Okay.
So, Ravy, you spend a lot of time on Disney Plus.
I do.
You know, with all the stuff that you like to watch, all the Marvel, with it. Marvel stuff, Star Wars stuff, Mandalorian, whatnot.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, though. The most popular Disney Plus show all over the world in 2021 was neither Star Wars or Marvel.
Okay.
Didn't even make it into the
top. Really, pause. The edge of this is getting to me. It's a little too much for me, man. John Drake is over in his corner just jerking off that they're leading off the show with Star Wars talk.
Can you even imagine somebody sitting on their phone or their computer or whatever and following this show on some kind of a social media thing, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or whatever the fuck? It's like, I wonder what the Woody show is up to this morning, those crazy fucks.
I got to set my alarm to get me up early so I can catch the opening segment on the Woody show. Jesus Christ.
There we go.
Four. So the top 10 on Disney Plus. Any guesses at number one?
I mean, I would think it's like kid stuff, right?
Yeah, Simpsons, number one.
Yeah. Oh, Simpsons is number one. Simpsons,
oh! Some kid stuff. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bluey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What grown-up says Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and you go, oh, hell yeah.
Right here, dude. Big fan.
Really?
No.
What pedophile goes, yeah, I'm watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
So this edgy show has at least one dude that's a fucking parent.
Yeah.
He's a parent.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, he's a parent trying to be edgy.
Right.
Because if he's oh hell yang about the Mickey Mouse Club, it means he's sitting around with his fucking 3-year-old watching this bullshit in the afternoon.
Yeah. No. Oh hell yeah.
Oh hell yeah. Let me tell you about some real cutting edge shit. Blues fucking Clues, baby. Oh hell yeah. I'm going vintage, motherfucker, with Barney.
The Woody Show.
The Woody Show. This is already a disgrace.
Oh my God. When I read that story, I was just like, oh, I can't wait to bring this to the show. And this is the first time I'm actually hearing any of this audio. Yeah,
so fantastic.
I had no idea what we were in for, but I kind of knew what we were in
for.
So, here we go.
Bluey.
Yep. Jesse. And then number five is Loki.
Okay.
Star Wars, Mandalorian, WandaVision, Marvel's What If, then Grey's Anatomy at number 9, and then The Falcon and Winter Soldier at number 10.
Yeah, people don't realize that Star Wars doesn't have international appeal. Like, if you go to a Disneyland overseas, you can walk into any Star Wars ride within like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. No one
cares. It's kind of like we don't care about Tron here.
Yeah.
Tron? When has Tron ever been relevant?
This show is edgy as fuck, dude.
None of these references mean anything to me.
This is as bad as the Caitlyn video. They're talking about kid shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're doing edgy radio and you're leading off with kids fucking
going to Disney World around the world.
Yeah, I get the whole premise. The premise is that there's a lot of people that watch all these fucking Marvel movies, the Thor and Captain America and Spider-Man, and you know, I get where they were trying to go, to be edgy, to be hip, to be now, but they blew it. They blew it by going, oh no, it's none of that. It's not the Mandalorian. It's Blue's Clues or whatever the fuck they said. It's all the kids shows. It's the Mickey Mouse Club. It's like, dude, once you saw the Mickey Mouse Club was in your cutaway press, that's when you
see
that story. That's when you put that right in the garbage and go to the next story. Stop it. You're cutting edge.
Unapologetic.
Yeah, it's terrible.
He's Rip, and he's the dude who's like, he's the big badass boss dude. Okay. He's not in charge of the ranch. That's Kevin Costner, but he's like right. Kevin Costner's right hand man. He's
like the muscle.
Yeah, he's the muscle. And so every dude has, and I was looking around, has the Rip beard, which is like this full, mm-hmm. not super long in Duck Dynasty, but a full beard.
Yeah.
And then a cowboy hat.
Oh, okay.
And then they're in like a super tight flannel, cowboy boots, jeans, and they usually got like a Carhartt jacket on over that
with the collar up.
And they're just looking around, looking to start fight. Brought it up, you know, to a girl, and she's like,
are they watching Brokeback Mountain?
Why aren't you laughing at that hilarious joke?
Because I don't get any of the references.
Laugh. Dude. You don't get it, J. Crew.
Dude, I'm thinking they're describing you with your beard and shit.
Yeah.
It could have been you.
You're not as funny, Neely. You're not good enough for the Woody show.
This is what passes for entertainment in Pittsburgh Morning Drive Radio.
Yeah, Morning Drive. The worst part is this Woody guy is probably making $500,000 a year.
Probably.
And all these other characters all making at least $100,000 a year. That's scary.
Well, iHeartRadio, i.e. Clear Channel, has some money.
No, they don't. They're totally broke.
I know, but they're on borrowed money.
Yeah, they don't care how much they lose, I guess.
Sure. So this is what passes for entertaining Morning Drive Radio.
Right.
Okay, here
we go. Fantastic.
He's not in charge of the ranch. That's Kevin Costner, but he's like Kevin Costner's right hand man. He's
like the muscle.
Yeah, he's the muscle. And so every dude has, and I was looking around, has the Rip beard, which is like this full, mm-hmm. not super long in Duck Dynasty, but a full beard.
Yeah.
And then a cowboy hat.
Oh, okay.
And then they're in like a super tight flannel, cowboy boots, jeans, and they usually got like a Carhartt jacket on over that
with the collar up.
And they're just looking around, looking to start fight. Brought it up, you know, to a girl, and she's like, yeah, every dude wants to be Rip.
That's funny.
Because he has a stud on the show.
Yeah. Okay. Yellowstone's one of those shows that I got to get around to watching, but I got distracted, man. Peaky Blinders. I'm all about Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Okay. God, I love that show.
Well, first off, I don't even know what Yellowstone is about.
It's a
Western.
It's a modern day cowboy tale about this really rich rancher and all the people trying to get his land from him, basically.
Okay, well, a lot of people have discovered it because it just finished season four, and between season three and season four, the finale was up 81%.
Jeez.
It's a lot like how Breaking Bad was, where it just slowly built to it.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's nothing like Breaking Bad was.
This sounds like they're describing the ranch.
Yeah, look, Yellowstone is a popular show. I'll give it. It's a popular show. I haven't watched it personally because I could give a fuck about cowboy shit. But it is a popular show. I'll be the first one to admit that. But their descriptions are terrible. They're not leading anybody into actually saying, oh, that's interesting. That could be fun. You know, that might be something. They're just like, oh, yeah, it's a cowboy thing. That's all she said. Oh, these guys are awful.
This is the Woody Show, goddammit. Taking over Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'll bet.
They're dominating the airwaves.
I'll bet they are.
more like that kind of
thing.
But IMDb, that's the Internet Movie Database. They made a list of the most anticipated movies and TV shows of 2022. It's all based on page views.
That's right.
And so, like, for me personally, I'm looking forward to new Mayans season. Yeah. That's going to be starting up sometime in the spring. And then the Peaky Blinders.
Boy.
The final season, they just had their trailer released, what, the last, like, few days?
Yeah, a little teasy.
Now, I'm only into season three so far, and this will be, what, season six?
Six, yeah.
Will be the new season, the final season. Mm-hmm. And so that's on my list.
I've heard the name, but I don't know what it's
refresh
about.
My memory. Is that's violent, too, right? Oh,
it's mega violent.
Hella
violent.
So it's mega violent?
Mega violent. These guys stink. Dude, the worst part about this is I really want to shit on this hard because they are so bad, but they are correct on the movies and shows. The shows they're picking are really good. Like Peaky Blinders is fucking great. Have you watched Peaky Blinders?
I haven't. I saw the trailer and shit, but I you know.
Did you think, God damn, that's mega violent?
Mega violent. Mega violent.
It's a good show. But they stink. They don't set anything up.
Mega violent is dropping an atomic bomb on Hiroshima.
Yeah, really.
That's mega violent.
Mega violent is the kick dancing that baby's doing on Caitlin's womb. That's mega violent. Not this.
I could not listen to this on my drive into work.
Okay, I'm going to give you a choice. All 10 minutes of the Caitlin video or all 10 minutes of this.
I have a hard time following this bullshit and the whole mega the whole Caitlin thing.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad.
You know what? You know why this is so bad? Too many voices.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody's chiming in constantly. I'm going to use a term that I heard, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's too busy.
Yeah. It's you can't have six open mics.
I agree.
It's terrible. It's like even when I do interviews and the band wants to have like the whole band, I always say no.
Yeah, it's too much. Two people max.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, this is this is taking over the universe, I can tell.
All right, a little bit more.
All right.
That's all right. And so, like, for me personally, I'm looking forward to new Mayans season. Yeah. That's going to be starting up sometime in the spring. And then the Peaky Blinders.
Boy.
The final season, they just had their trailer released, what, the last, like, few days?
Yeah, a little teasy.
Now, I'm only into season three so far, and this will be, what, season six?
Six, yeah.
Will be the new season, the final season, mm-hmm. And so that's on my list.
I've heard the name, but I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, refresh my memory. Is that's violent, too, right?
Oh, it's mega violent.
Hella
yeah.
violent.
So it's more in the, this is more in the vein of, like, Sopranos meets Boardwalk Empire, that's but more... Stuff. Yeah, okay. More like Boardwalk Empire era.
Right.
Yeah. Like Prohibition era.
It's after World War One.
Oh, yeah. Real old timey.
It's but the thing is too, like Ravi's like, are you watching with the subtitles? No, I'm not.
Mm. Which I can't believe.
Yeah. But I mean I can follow along enough to know what's happening. I don't catch every single word because it's a lot. I mean, very heavy.
The accents are accent thick.
Right.
So, real thick.
But the murder, I mean,
describe the show.
Ick. Ooh, the accents. Ick. Oh, I can't.
All right. They've just talked about Peaky Blinders for like 2 minutes. Do you have any idea what's going on in the show?
I have no idea.
No idea. They're just like, oh, it's like Sopranos meets Boardwalk Empire. Well, no, it's not. It's absolutely not. It's about fucking liquor running in the fucking after World War One. That's what it's about. And, and it is steeped in English, hard English accent or Irish accent or whatever. But, talk about the fucking show. These guys are horrible.
Well, they're just assuming everybody knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And when the one guy had to chime in with, oh, I don't know what that is. So why are you fucking saying something? Why don't you shut up? And let the people that do know something about it describe it.
Because I'm earning my paycheck. I need to be heard.
you're not. You could earn your paycheck better by not interrupting.
Oh.
So fucking dimwits don't get sidetracked. Holy fuck. Wow, this is making me annoyed.
See, that's why I'm glad I brought this up.
Jesus.
But this is what passes for edgy radio now.
Crap.
This is edgy. Edgy terrestrial radio. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Out of control. Unapologetic.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Not politically correct.
No.
So what do you want to do? You want to hear any more? Or you want to?
Yeah, I'll play a little more. I'm into this.
Now you're intrigued.
I want to hear some more of this. They've sucked me in with the IMDb talk.
That's internet movie database. You know, yeah, database. If you weren't aware.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, they hit my hotspot TV. So obviously they're sucking me right in.
Right.
I want you to send these audios over to me immediately after.
You'll be a fan of the Woody Show before you know it.
I'll be listening to the Woody Show while I cut up our show tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't need to understand what they're saying.
The pinky blind.
Yeah, that's a universal language.
Yeah, awesome. Stabby stab.
Tom Shelby is. Yeah. But yeah, you got the movies that people are most excited about this year. Right. The Batman's number one.
Yeah, Menace.
Have fun. Scream at number two.
Yeah, Barry.
I didn't think people would be as excited for Scream.
I can't wait to go to Scream.
Yeah. Thor, Love and Thunder. Mm-hmm. Number four, one that Ravy won't be excited for, but I can't wait to see. Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, heck yeah, bro.
That looks good.
The edge of bro. The edge of that. Heck yeah, bro.
Yeah.
No, heck yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah, bro.
When is the last time, and I'm being serious, when is the last time you said heck?
Well, the thing is that the Top Gun video was probably out before this person was even born.
No, there's a new Top Gun movie.
I understand that, but my point is that the original was probably out before this person was even born.
Yeah, of course. But that's not even my point. My point is, when's the last time you as an adult male used the word heck?
Never. Whoa, this is safe radio though.
Dude, if you were in your office and the power went out suddenly, you wouldn't go, hey, what the heck happened?
Well, because I'm not censored by the FCC.
Hell is not censored by the FCC.
Well, again, you know, we got to walk the edge between what's safe and what's edgy.
Oh, fiddlesticks that, man.
This is edgy radio. That's unapologetic radio, goddammit.
That's fudging bull shavings.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Right.
Wow.
Number five, never even heard of this. Killers of the Flower Moon?
Oh, rip. Yeah.
What is that?
Is the next Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio combo.
Okay. Jurassic World.
Yes.
Dominion. Hell no.
Hell no.
Heck yeah. I'd
watch that.
Hell no.
Heck yeah.
Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Thank you. That's my number one.
Me too.
That should be way before the... Well, Martin Scorsese one.
These are not all nerds, Raven. This is just, you know, the people general in general. Mission Impossible 7.
Yeah. Oh. I love those. I've been on board for every movie.
Uncharted at number 9. Okay. And then The Flash at number 10. That's the movies.
I figured out what we're doing wrong. Starting next week, I'm going to give the fans a little heads up because I'm going to make a format change here on the show, Neely. I hope you're with me on it and I don't have to get a new co-host here, but starting next week, we're going to do nothing but read lists. That's clearly what we're missing here. This is why we're not successful. Because we're not reading lists. This is all they've done so far. First, it was the top 10 of fucking Disney, followed by the top 10 of IMDb.
Right.
Let me tell you what's coming up next. The top 10 movies on Vudu. And then the top 10 TV shows on Tubi.
Right.
And then a commercial break. And then guess whose fart it is or whatever that segment is. I'm changing the show. We got to get into this.
We got to get hip.
We got to get better at this.
All right. We got into 8 minutes of this.
All right, keep this stuff. Next week, we're gonna talk about this and do a long birth. Next week, we're going to do a long birth. You got a whole week to edit this down a little bit.
Yeah.
Find us the choice.
The most choice
audio
from the Woody Show.
The Woody Show.
Yeah.
Dig us out some choice stuff here.
And I'll do that.
Let's spend an hour or two.
It's just horrible.
Heck yeah, it is.
Heck yeah. Who are you, Beaver Cleaver? Heck yeah, dude.
No, I'm not. Heck no, I'm not. I'm edgy.
It's terrible.
Heck yeah, it is.
see what you're missing by listening to us and not, you know, listening to commercial outlets.
Dude, wouldn't it be funny if we just did a show like this one week, just the complete 6 hours? Just did the whole heck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted by this. Let's do our top 10 favorite books. Neely, I don't know if you were paying attention, but on HBO Max, they had a reunion of Harry Potter. And right now we're going to do the top 5 Harry Potter books.
Right.
Are you in, Neely? I guarantee you somewhere in the history of the Woody Show, they've done the top 5.
This is just exhausting to listen to that.
This is a tough listen. Jeez. Mark Madden. You've never heard Mark Madden. I'm
assuming. No, I have not.
Madden comes from the wrestling world. He was he was an announcer and a writer and everything in the wrestling world. So he comes with that kind of bravado.
All right.
Like a wrestling thing. So he's real in your face. And he has to be looking down the morning dial at this shit and being like, why is this on the station that I'm on? Why are they bringing the Heck Yeah Boys onto my station? Because Madden's a guy that'd be like, fuck you. And just if the fuck goes out over the air, he'll just pay the fine. He don't even care.
Right.
And these fucking turds. What is this? Ugh. Heck yeah, it's edgy. Wow.
So that's the Woody Show for you.
The Woody Show.
The Woody Show.
It's funny.
It's out of control.
Oh, they are edgy.
They walk wild. The line, dude. They walk the line.
Yeah, they're wild.
All right. Well, to kick off the 27th season of the Classic Metal Show, I'll let you pick a song to take us out of the evening. So,
all right.
You want to hear?
Yeah, let's go with our good friend Terry Illouis with his new band, Land of Gypsies.
Okay.
Or Illouis or whatever.
Yeah.
And the song, go with the song Trouble. That's a pretty good song. That's a good record, by the way. If people like this song Trouble, they'll like the whole record. It's definitely more Bad Company-ish than hair metal-ish.
It's kind of blues rock shit.
Yeah, it's good. I like it a lot.
All right. Well, Terry Illouis, a good dude. I like that guy. For some reason, he likes us.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Yeah, I got it pulled up here. So,
He likes us. He might be. Did you see the thing that got posted?
Yes, I saw that.
About I didn't fuck anybody's wife. So why did
I saw that. Of course.
It's too funny.
Yep. All right. Well, here's Terry Illouis or Illouis.
Yeah.
With his band called Land of Gypsies, and you said Trouble?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we appreciate everybody who's come back after the long break there, and we'll be back next Saturday. We'll do this thing all over again. So this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Agan.
And we're gone.
See ya.
Hi, this is Terry Illouis from the band.
Thanks for checking out this episode of The Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, Thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand